Raymond Poulidor, cyclist, died on November 13th, aged 83.
8 times Raymond Poulidor stood on the podium at the end of the Tour de France, soaked in sweat, exhausted, and smiling his big gap-tooth smile. He was just never on the top step. In 14 tours, someone else always pipped him, or to be honest, passed him by quite a lot. He came second 3 times, third 5 times, including in his last tour. Not bad for a 40-year-old. But never put on the treasured yellow jersey, the greatest prize in cycling. The closest he came to that was when winners offered to let him wear it at dinner parties, and he would shrug his big frame into it with no bitterness at all. Because, with or without it, L'Eternel Second was by far the most popular racing cyclist ever known in France. His catalogue of mishaps in the Tour was long. In 1962, when he came third, he had a broken finger. In 1964, when he came second, he lost time at Monaco and had a puncture in the Pyrenees. In 1965, Italian riders ganged up on him. In 1967, he fell badly in the Vosges, and in 1968, he was hit by a motorbike. The race in 1973 began with his nearest chance, when he was behind by a mere 0.8 seconds in the prologue, but he later fell down a ravine. In 1975, his worst tour, when he came 19th, he had bronchitis. Something always came between him and the glory of the Meilleur Jean, and all Frenchmen and women who had ever repeatedly tried and failed to achieve some goal took him to their hearts accordingly. He was Pouli and Poupou, a stupid name, but he put up with it, carried aloft on a sea of popularité. They called him unlucky. He did not agree.